Over the weekend, as the results of the federal election came in, it became very clear something unusual was happening. More Greens and independent candidates were elected than ever before over the weekend, many of them in strong support of climate action. The Protect Ningaloo organisation says the election result is proof Australians want to see more done to protect our environment, and here in the northwest, locals want to see more done to conserve the coast. Paul Gamblin is the director of Protect Ningaloo, and he says people are starting to see the effects of climate change after recent bleaching in the Ningaloo Reef and Exmouth Gulf. ABC Pilbara's Bianca Carboni spoke to Paul Gamblin about what the election outcomes mean.
The election result shows the broad community wants much greater action on climate change and the environment, and to protect places that we love, like Ningaloo, Exmouth Gulf. So it's a very clear indication that the current government, the new government, has a mandate to make significant progress on protecting Australia and the oceans and getting on with the job.
How is it an indication of that?
The so-called teal independence ran a very strong message on action on climate change. The overall picture that's emerging across the country is of a community, a broad mainstream reaction from the community, clearly focused on issues like climate change. We're certainly seeing that in the conversations that we're having. And it's worth remembering as well that only weeks before the election was called, the Great Barrier Reef and also areas off the Pilbara, Ningaloo and Exmouth Gulf were bleaching, coral reefs were bleaching because of the impacts of climate change. So we're already beginning to feel and see the impacts just off our own coast. So that's another reason I think people are concerned and are wanting to see action.
And what does this election outcome mean for the Ningaloo coast?
Well, action on climate change is so important for Ningaloo and Exmouth Gulf, given that they are already beginning to show the signs of impacts from coral bleaching. And generally speaking, many of the threatened species that rely on these areas are also impacted from climate change, species like dugongs and turtles and many others. So we have a responsibility to protect these areas, and when we start seeing the impacts from a government that now has committed to taking stronger action on climate change and with the clear indication and the mandate for the next parliament to start taking action, and for Australia to become more of a leader rather than lagging on climate change as a key player internationally, that should start making a difference and will help reduce the pressure on places like Ningaloo.
So do you think that it's been taking a bit too long?
Generally speaking, it's clear that places like Exmouth Gulf and Ningaloo need more attention. We can see the stresses on these environments. For example, at the mangroves and places like Exmouth Gulf are already having to migrate inland as sea levels start to rise already, and they are under stress. This is a stressed ecosystem. It is incredibly important. It supports commercial recreational fisheries. It supports the world famous tourism industry. It's already under pressure, and so what we need to see is greater attention being provided to protect these areas, to reduce the pressures for the local economic benefits that provides, but also so that we know that these places will be there for our children to enjoy as well.
So what's your message?
It's really positive to see the broad community recognising the importance of reducing the impacts of climate change, of taking really specific and direct action, and recognising that the environment is under pressure and needs our action. And so for places like Ningaloo and Exmouth Gulf, it provides a greater sense, I think, of optimism. There's a sense that we can get on with the job even more now than before. The state government is making some inroads to protect Exmouth Gulf, which is a really good thing to see. But there's a long way to go. A lot of pressures from developments that we think are inappropriate, but also we're beginning to see a real shift and the mainstream community recognising that enough is enough. We need to get on with the job of protecting these special places.
Paul Gamblin, Director of Protect Ningaloo, speaking there to ABC Pilbara's Bianca Carboni about the focus on climate out of the election results from this weekend.